Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in through Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. Those joining us on the radio dial in my home state of Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we're glad you all could tune in today. As well as those joining us in Atlanta at 106 Live Radio, we're glad you all could be with us as well. Amber Ojeda is making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that literally with the world. And she's been able to do that in a lot of exciting ways. Of course, you all can purchase her music, as we've been able to do on Amazon.com and other online retailers, but you probably have already heard her music on different networks like VH1 and Bravo, as well as in film as well. We'll talk to Amber not only about that journey, but what it's been like for her to see the way that her music has literally traveled the world. If you're just now hearing about Amber, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can stay connected with her and enjoy her new project, Geminis and Virgins. But Amber, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Oh, the pleasure's definitely all mine. Really enjoyed the new project. As I was telling you before we went on here, Amber, I got it for myself through our friends at Amazon.com. We'll be reminding our audience a little bit later how they can get Geminis and Virgins for themselves. But, Amber, what has it been like for you? As I said, your music has literally traveled places that you have not even been able to be. What has it been like for you to see the way that people are responding to your music?
It's just thrilling. It's so exciting. I mean, the internet, as you know, is such a blessing to anybody in communications and the arts, especially through music and radio. And it's so great because we have these tools and accessibility that we didn't have 20 years ago to reach people that would have never heard us. And it's great getting feedback and emails and letters from all over the world and just knowing that my music's made it that far. It's really cool.
You know, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Amber, because I really do. I mean, I think one thing the internet has done, and of course it has its, you know, bad spots like everything else, but I think what is so great that the internet has done is that it has kind of taken away some of the excuses, right, that people have, because we can really go on these sites, most of them free, and be able to, you know, build our platform, be able to share our brand, and to be able to build our own audience. That's exactly what you've been able to do. I mean, do you think that where you are today is really because of not only the hard work you put in, but also the people who you've surrounded yourself by?
100%. And a lot of those people that I surrounded myself by, I originally met via the internet. So it's really been my most powerful tool and best collaborator, for lack of a better expression. I mean, the internet's really been amazing for me to find other musicians that live far and wide and give me accessibility to collaborating with them. And it's just been so instrumental.
Wow. Well, I think that is the amazing thing for sure. So let's go back a little bit, Amber, because it is your first time on our program, and we're going to talk about Geminis and Virgins and let our audience hear one of the singles from that called My Baby. But, I mean, when did you first discover your own voice? I think that is where this all begins, because one thing I noticed even with Geminis and Virgins is that you definitely are not a person to be tied down to one particular thing. You seem to just be able to do what you feel comfortable in. So when did you find that comfort level with your own voice?
You know, I think my level of comfort changes as I grow through my life. I think I originally found my voice through writing as a young girl. I was originally really involved in dance as a child. So I was always, like, you know, surrounded by music, but not necessarily as a singer and songwriter. And once I finally, probably hit my early 20s, I decided that I would just try my hand at it because I really loved to sing as well. And one of the first songs I wrote was featured in a movie. And I was like, oh, there's something to this. It's the best form of expression. It's so cathartic to get out what you have to say. But, of course, being human, we have different things to say every day. So my music has really kind of evolved from one album to the next. And right now I'm really in the pop, electro-pop kind of world with this new album. But, you know, I think the best part about being an artist is we have the ability to change our opinion and change our sound. And it's really fun to do that. So right now I'm feeling really empowered in my life, and I think that is really channeled through in the recent project.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I think there is a certain fearlessness that definitely comes with that as well, Amber, and a comfort level that I think people, I mean, should really appreciate and try to learn from, because I think one of the biggest mistakes any of us can make is feel as though we have to define our own possibilities by somebody else. Have you always known, though, right, that what you were given is something special?
You know, I do think that it's very special, and I feel very blessed to be able to tap into it, but I feel at the same time that we all have that gift. I feel like everybody has their own form of expression. Mine has to be through words and lyrics, but there's so many. I mean, you can see it on all the shows, all the reality shows of the singers and the writers. There's so many talented people in this world, and we all have a voice, and I think it's just a matter of exploiting that to whatever level you want it to. So I do feel special, and I also feel part of a much larger community.
Right. I'm glad you mentioned that, because I think the other thing that you've been able to do is you definitely, you know, have taken advantage of opportunities that have been presented to you. I mean, do you think that also is connected, Amber, with the fact that, again, surrounding yourself with people who encourage you to do just that, to not limit yourself, but to keep pushing and taking advantage of any opportunity that may come your way?
Yeah. You know, for me, at the beginning, it's really scary to say yes, because then, you know, the fear of failure is very real, and what does that mean, and what does it mean to me, and how people may look at me or approach my success or how I view my own success. But as
right,
I've gotten older, I really realized that if you say no to all the opportunities, then you've gone through your life and you've failed to experience, you know, your surroundings. And I really don't want to do that. I'd rather fall flat on my face and try and enjoy and struggle and grow than not do anything.
Mm. Wow, that's another great lesson, I think, for all of us, no matter what our profession might be. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome Amber Ojeda to our program today. We're talking with her not only about her musical journey, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. And as I said, the newest project at Amber is called Geminis and Virgins. This is not your first project, but do you feel as though in many ways this is probably one of your most personal things you've done?
Absolutely. I mean, before writing this project, I was just getting to know my now husband, and this whole project is really my self-exploration into really fighting through, like, completely giving into the commitment and my fear of forever and softening into how beautiful that could be and where I find myself today. So it's extremely personal, and it was really scary putting it out there in my producer, because I really originally started making, like, jazzy poppy music, and you know, it was really pretty, and I used my pretty voice, and my producer's like, I don't want any of the pretty stuff. I want you to get real. I don't want you to think about what we're about to write. Like, let's go into the studio, and wherever we're at in that day, let's just be emotive and raw and speak. And so that's what this project is. So I think it's very much it feels like the first project, even though it's my third. Yeah, it really does.
Wow. And along the way, as you've been able to do since, you know, releasing the project, you've also released, you know, the powerful visual images that go along with it. Do you find, I've heard artists on this program talk about, Amber, that music videos are kind of not only their opportunity to play dress up, but also to kind of transform into someone else. Is that kind of what you feel too?
Absolutely. I mean, the first music video for this project is very dark in nature. I'm a killer mermaid, and it explores really dark themes of being taken advantage of. It's kind of sexually explicit, and it was a metaphor. I didn't write the script, so when the director approached me with what he had in mind, I was definitely very scared of it. I wanted to hire somebody else to play the mermaid, and then I thought, no. no, you know, pull your chin strap up, you're gonna be okay. It was very challenging and very scary, but very exciting to be able to, A, play somebody who, A, turns into a mermaid, because what girl doesn't want to be a mermaid at some point in her life, even if it's a dark, scary one? And B, you know, it tells overcoming challenges and fear in a different way than what I specifically wrote about, but it's all the same lesson that you can overcome. And I really had a lot of fun doing it. It was definitely, it was challenging. I'll leave it at that. It was very challenging, but I had a great time.
Yeah. Well, if you all have not heard music from the project Geminis and Virgins, you're about to hear one of the singles, that being My Baby. Talk to us a little bit about that single, Amber, and how it came about.
So at first with My Baby, whenever I start writing with my producer, David Ott, we just start with a drum beat. So it's a fun song. It kind of feels like a breath of fresh air, like summer, like falling in love. It's really light, very boastful, and it's really when I jumped into it with Juan, of just feeling like I could conquer the world. I have everything I need, everything in a relationship, everything for myself. And it's just, really, really fun. And when it came time to choose a collaborator for the project, I've worked many times with Mike Holden, who's one of my favorite rappers based in the Los Angeles area. And he just has a really kind of youthful, buoyant, happy energy to him and in everything that he does. And it was a no-brainer for me to call him in for this project because he's the perfect fit. And we had a lot of fun making it, and I hope that that comes across in the song.
Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is My Baby featuring Mike Holden, of course, by Amber Ojeda. We'll be back with our final moments with Amber right after this. Enjoy it.
My baby's so in, my baby's fish. My baby don't sweat the smoke thing. He'll run like a bug, ain't scared to take risks. My baby don't want for nothing. All I know, all I'm saying, kisses leave me real brain. Praise the cloud, hear me say. Nobody doing better than he do. Do it like he do. Do it like he do. Ain't nobody doing better than he do. Do it like he do. Do it like he do. Ain't nobody doing better than he do. My baby's upworthy, talks to me dirty, keeps me going on all night long. He wanna put a ring on it.
Like he's swearing it, pulling up with times in flight chariot. I go so hypey when I'm in my Bay Areas. Ha. Y'all just gon' have to live through me vicarious. Say she wasn't prepared for this, swearing size of elephant thigh. Ooh. What else can I say? I'm a hell of a guy. Yeah. Them kisses down the spine make one hell of a crime. Oh. Cause I just stole her heart, I'm a villain with mine. When she hit me with major time, threw away the key.
Out like.
Boy, don't play with me. So I know that she ain't lying when she say to me,
say,
can't nobody get it wetter than you.
All I know, all I'm saying, kisses leave me real brain. Praise the cloud, hear me say, can't nobody do it better.
You can't do it like me.
Do it like he do.
Project Geminis and Virgins. We're actually speaking with Amber today, talking with her not only about her musical journey, but also what it's been like for her to share with all of you. And, of course, we can't talk about this journey with you, Amber, without talking about the fans. We mentioned earlier about the power of the Internet, of course, bringing, you know, people right. together from all over the place. What has it been like for you to hear from people who have been able to enjoy your music and are looking forward to what's coming up next for you?
I mean, it's what I do it for, you know, just really, for me, music is a sense of connection. So the fact that I'm getting emails, I get a lot from Germany and overseas, and it's so humbling to know that my music's touching people, making them feel happy or sad or you know, not alone in their journey is just so fulfilling. It's wonderful. It's everything.
Yeah. And, you know, I, you know, we mentioned, of course, you know, as you were saying, this is your third project. And, you know, I have to imagine it doesn't get old knowing that you have music that's available on the same sites as, you know, some of the artists who you have admired. I mean, do you still have those moments when you're like, wow?
Yes, all the time. And, you know, especially when it comes to TV and film, I'm always just like so blown away that my song will play right before, you know, one of the top 10 Billboard hits that are going on right now in songs or on the charts. Like, off of this album, I have a song called Leave Me Through that was just featured in the season premiere of You're the Worst, which is an FXX show. And it's just every time I get the call that I've got a placement like that, it's just so validating and exciting and thrilling to be able to watch it and be in the company of so many other great artists, both on the screen and in your ears. It's so cool.
What a great thing, and definitely deserve for sure. Again, everyone, Amber Ojeda has been our guest. Great conversation with you, Amber. We've been talking with her not only about the musical journey, but also, of course, what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. She's also celebrating the release of her new project this year. It's called Geminis and Virgin. So I have to ask you, because people are going to ask me if I didn't ask you, why I didn't ask you. How did the title of the album come about?
All right, so it's very simple, actually. My husband is a Gemini, and I'm a Virgo. And this whole album is about us, so I called it Geminis and Virgins.
Gotcha.
It seems fitting.
Gotcha. Yeah, exactly. I totally agree.
I love celestial signs, too, so it's just perfectly me. I was like, yep, there it is. It's just put a stamp on it.
We'll definitely invite people to head over to their favorite online retailer. Of course, our partner here at Conversations Live is Amazon.com. They have it there. And you can also get other music from Amber Ojeda there on Amazon as well, or through your favorite online retailer. If you guys like the iSight, you guys can go over there and be able to get it for yourself. I also noticed when I was prepping for this segment, Amber has it on Bandcamp as well. You all can go over there. You can get the singles there as well. And Amber, you have a website set up as well. Why don't you give that out for our audience?
I do. My website is Amber, A-M-B-E-R, Ojeda, O-J-E-D-A.com. And there you can read a little bit more about me and listen to my some other projects and collaborations with other artists as well that aren't specifically mine, which are a lot of fun.
Well, Amber, thank you so much for the time. And make sure you all are staying connected with Amber on social media as well. You all can find her on Facebook and Twitter and, of course, on all the other sites as well. So stay connected with her there. And Amber, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. Looking forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Cyrus.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. I want to thank our good friend Steve at Grapevine PR for setting up this conversation with us for today. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Amber, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media site. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.